popular friends lies and pass one on to you. Well, how do you think that I found out that Henry needs new shoes? But I'm convinced that she could find something better.
Welcome to our fourth special Sawdust City Music Festival preview edition of Gossip Talking Blues, the podcast from Great Dark Wonder. Hi, this is Martin.
And this is Leslie.
And joining us today are two more Canadian music artists who are taking part in the Sawdust City Music Festival next month in Gravenhurst, Ontario.
We recently chatted with singer-songwriter Royal Wood in a previous podcast, and he'll be co-headlining the Friday night main event at the Gravenhurst Opera House with our next guest, singer-songwriter Danny Michel. Danny, welcome to Gossip Talking Blues.
Hi, how are you? Great to be here.
Thank you. So you've been added to the Friday night event with Royal Wood. How do you feel about making your Sawdust City Music Festival debut and having the opportunity to play to what I'm sure will be a packed Gravenhurst Opera House?
I look forward to it. I don't think I've played there before, and I'm looking forward to seeing Royal and all a bunch of friends who are part of the festival. It's a summertime kind of festival thing, which everybody loves, so it's great. This is what it's all about.
Wonderful. Hi, Danny. This is Martin. So we're incredibly excited, I must admit, of seeing your name added to the lineup for the second annual festival in Gravenhurst this summer. You are one artist we've not yet had the pleasure of seeing live, so very much looking forward to that. You yourself, you've been a very busy person as of late, working on a new album and new material. You recently previewed an all-new composition entitled Born in the Wild. How does it feel for you to be back in the wild, writing, recording, and what can you tell us about this new music?
I actually find writing and recording albums kind of tough. You know, and maybe that's because I hopefully am like raising my standards. You know, when I was younger, I would just kind of fire out lots of albums, and now I you know, each song I release into the world, I feel like is, you know, I really take my time with, and I really want to make sure is something, something strong and something I believe in. So it's a little tougher now because I'm just harder on myself. But Born in the Wild is a song I'm really happy with. I worked on it for a long time and kind of did different versions of it and revamped it and stuff. So that's the first song released from the new record. It's got a nice reaction, and it's a bit of a political song. It's dedicated to all the kids in south of the border who are in the March for Your Lives movement, and that whole thing. So yeah.
And we actually just shared a brand new lyric video for a new song for you, which I guess is the second of the songs to be included in this upcoming release, The Red Fox. This one's a little different for you. It's got this kind of 50s-inspired doo-wop sound going for it. What drew you to that particular sound for the song, and what, if any, were the inspirations behind this piece?
It's funny because this piece is kind of the exact opposite of what I was just talking about. This one's not a very serious song. I guess it's kind of a love song in a very bizarre, twisted way of observing a fox. I've kind of throughout my career, my music has kind of gone all over the map. I have what I call musical ADD, and I've recorded different genres of music a lot. I was working on this one, and I was it kind of had like this kind of like a Stand By Me kind of feel to it. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, it's an old, like, 50s kind of feel, which I've never kind of really dabbled with. And then I, instead of, like, going, well, let's avoid that, I just thought, let's go full in and let's put in all the doo-wops and, like, make it like an old, and the old doo-wop, you know, the old 50s saxophone, and let's make it like an old doo-wop song.
It's a great one, to be sure. We, like Leslie was just saying, we went ahead and debuted that on our website this week. So anybody that wants to check out your new song, they just need to go and look that up and experience it for themselves. But Danny, your music has taken you far and wide lately, it seems. We've seen you all over social media, traveling to Morocco earlier this year for the gold medal plates with Jim Cuddy, who, coincidentally, he headlined into the first Sawdust City Music Festival last year, playing that same stage that you'll be on in just a couple of weeks. You also took a trip to the Ocean Academy School in Belize last December, which has been a focus of your fundraising and charity work. What experiences can you share with us today about these great international excursions?
Well, I don't know. I feel like really lucky that my life is kind of, I mean, well, when I was a kid, I always thought, you know, music would be, you know, I loved music because obviously I was just, you know, drawn to music and it was my calling. But I also was excited that it was going to be, hopefully, I thought this would be my way to see the world. And, you know, I would be able to travel and play music and see all the beautiful places this world has. And it's kind of worked out that way. And I'm really always very, you know, I don't take it for granted, and I appreciate it so much every time I get to travel somewhere. And the Morocco trip was wonderful. That was with Jim, with an organization that helps raise, a charity event that helps raise money for the Canadian athletes to go to the Olympics. So it's win-win because, you know, I'm getting to do something that is, you know, contributing to something positive in the world, and, you know, and I get to have this beautiful experience in exchange. And so it's really cool. And I feel very, very fortunate.
So now that you're back in North America and working on the album, you've got some tour dates lined up for the summer, including of course this particular festival. How does it feel to get out and share not only the new music, but also some old favorites? And what are you hoping to achieve with this string of shows?
Oh, I mean, it feels great to have new material. You know, of course, you know, it's funny because, you know, you go see an artist sometimes and you think, and a lot of people think, oh, I wish they'd play the old classics, the ones I love. And the artist always wants to play the new ones because it's, you know, it's something new and fresh for them. And so, hopefully we'll mix it up with a bit of both, but it's really nice for me to be able to bring new songs to people. And yeah.
Wonderful. Well, Danny, before we wrap up today, there are two burning questions that I simply have to ask. And I'll go with both of these and then let you take it wherever you want to go. But number one, obviously, will there be a space van sighting in Gravenhurst during the festival? And two, you recently collaborated with Steve Paltz. We saw your online video for that tongue-in-cheek track Devices with Steve, that you worked together on. Tell us a bit about that and if the space van will be available for photographs in Gravenhurst.
Okay, well, first, we'll talk about Pulse. Yeah, Pulse is the greatest. And that video we made, it's called Devices, is and I like what you called it, tongue-in-cheek. It's very, perfect. Yeah, Steve came, he stayed at my house, and, like, in the morning, we were sitting at the kitchen table. It was amazing how this all happened, because we were talking about people being on their devices, and I was saying, oh yeah, even my mom and dad are on their devices. And then we started, you know, just yelling out lines of songs, and we wrote a song, and we wrote it in like 10 minutes. And then we ran in the studio and recorded it in about 15 minutes again, like really loose, sloppy recording. And then Steve left, and the next day he phoned me. And we were talking, and we were both agreed. We were like, man, we should have shot a video for that while we're here. So he turned the car around and drove back to my house a few hours, and we shot a video for it. And that video probably took about an hour to film because we just did it, like, so, you know, lo-fi. And it was a really great lesson in life for me to, like, you know, don't overthink things, because I get in the studio and I go down all the rabbit holes and I get lost and second triple guessing everything. And that was just like, yeah, we just wrote a song, recorded it, and shot a video for it all within like a day. And in a total of probably 3 hours. So that was really fun. And it's a fun song. Steve's hilarious, great guy. And so it's something I'm really proud of when I see. As for the space van, we'll see. I think it might. Yeah, I know I need to get Royal on the show. And he's going to be there, so maybe it's a good excuse to bring it up. But I'm not positive yet.
Okay, well, we'll keep our fingers crossed that maybe you'll relent and bring the space van for those of us who would love to at least catch a glimpse of it. And we want to thank you so much for spending a little time.
It's like seeing a Bigfoot, you know?
Right.
Very rare.
Well, hopefully we'll still keep our fingers crossed. Thank you so much for spending a little time with us today here on Gossip Talking Blues. We definitely can't wait to catch up with you on the Friday night at the Opera House. And we know that the show will be an absolutely fantastic evening of music with yourself, Royal, and others who may jump up on stage. So thanks again for the chat, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you. See you soon. We'll see you there.
Saw the red fox later in the evening, moving like a bandit, sly and so deceiving. Saw the
red fox
sleeping in the tall grass.
Red fox,
and I could feel you all around. I wish I was the red fox who never ever hurt you. He's perfectly designed. Running through his mind, I wish I was the.
You just heard Danny Michelle, who will be at the Sawdust City Music Festival next month performing on the Opera House stage on the Friday night. Up next, we are delighted to welcome one of the Saturday night headlining artists today on Gossip Talking Blues, who shall be gracing that same stage with Amanda Rayome, Davenant Doyle, and the Good Lovelies. As the third headlining artist, thank you, Rose Cousins, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, Rose. This is Leslie. We've already had the pleasure of chatting with Amanda Rayome and Carrie O from the Good Lovelies about the main event taking place on Saturday night. They're both really excited about the opportunity to collaborate with you on the main stage in the Opera House. What should audiences expect to hear from you during this show?
A very willing, collaborative musician. Yeah, I kind of like, my favorite thing about collaborating is that sometimes you can plan some things in advance and sometimes some random things happen. And that's probably one of my favorite things about sharing the stage with a bunch of other incredible artists. And, you know, this stage happens to be filled with people I already love. So it's, you know, it's hitting a lot of things on my checklist. So I'm really excited to see what kind of spontaneous things happen, but also maybe plan a few sweet collaborations beforehand.
And that answer leads me directly into my next question. We are definitely eager to see and hear this once-in-a-lifetime collaboration between all these artists, especially as the show, like you say, has the potential to go in any direction. You shall have some great musicians backing you, too. I've seen the names Josh Van Tassel, Brett Higgins being thrown out there. Rumor has it that Miranda Mulholland herself might just be tempted to jump up on stage also. With so many gifted musicians around you, and you did touch on this a little with your previous answer, but how easy or difficult is it as an artist to try and determine the flow of an event, especially a collaboration? And how do you go about preparing specific songs, say, that you feel that others can jump in and play a part of?
Well, I think, you know, all of us are working musicians all the time. So, you know, if the other people are like me, it's kind of like we know a few things that we have in our back pocket that are the most easily collaborative. You know, whether there's a natural singing part or playing part on a song. A lot of us kind of have those things in mind. And also, you know, Miranda is such a huge part of this festival and she's such a wonderful musician herself that she's, you know, curated this beautiful stage of people that she knows are incredibly versatile. And so it's not a source of stress for me at all. Basically, we just share with each other which songs we're going to play and then kind of welcome each other to play and sing on them where there's space. And myself personally, I'm always very open to all things. I just, you know, I really love collaborating.
It's hard to believe that your most recent album, Natural Conclusion, which is already close to 18 months old, that just seems, that boggles my mind that it's been that long. It was one of our favorite releases last year. With these 18 months to reflect on the music, what would you say are your proudest accomplishments with that particular project as you look back?
I'm proud of so many aspects of it. I think, proud to have, hired some incredibly talented musicians to play on it and an incredible unicorn to produce it, Mr. Joe Henry. I think it created an opportunity for myself to rise as a musician because the people that I hired to play as the band were so incredible. So I think it had me kind of work harder to prepare to be ready. I'm proud that we did it, you know, live off the floor and I'm proud that the award nominations that it got, most notably the Grammy nod that it got for Best Engineered Nod in Classical. I mean, it's really cool. One would hope, I suppose, that you can be extremely proud of the music, and which I am. I think it's a collection of very vulnerable songs for me and probably my most vulnerable to date. To be both proud of the material and, you know, pushing yourself as an artist and then, you know, lucky for any accolades that kind of help move you forward so that you can play for more people.
Wonderful. Well, there are plenty of artist friend of yours that will be spending time also at the Sort of City Music Festival this summer. Naturally, outside of your performance on the Saturday night main stage, will you have any time yourself to catch up with other friends whilst in town and take in some of their music? Or do your other touring commitments mean that you'll have little time for rest and relaxation this time around in the Muskokas?
No, there's no rest and relaxation, unfortunately, although I know Muskoka is the place to do that. I'm coming in the night before, and I'm not sure that I'm going to get to see anybody, but if there's other music happening earlier in the day on the day that I play, then I would love to see that. I love I'm first and foremost a music fan, so, and any chance I get to cross paths with people that I already know and love, is amazing, and I like discovering new people too. So if there's a chance for me to see other music, I absolutely will.
To go back to the theme of collaboration, over the last several years, I think you've collaborated with a number of artists on both sides of the U.S. and Canadian border, and you clearly derive a lot of creative satisfaction from that collaborative process. What is it about working so closely with other artists that especially inspires you and fuels your own creativity?
I think, I would be classified as a solo musician. And I do spend a lot of time by myself, and, whether it's traveling or playing shows by myself historically, I think the sense of collaboration, I'm so open to it, probably because I grew up in a small community, and the East Coast music community is very collaborative and open and helpful with one another. And I also think that where so much of the stuff I do is solo, that when there is an opportunity to connect, it's a very special connection. And music, provides a soundtrack for all of our lives. Music gets connected to memories and moments and people. And so as musicians who are performing, we're seeking those connections ourselves, but also it creates a memorable experience for the audience too. And I just feel like any opportunity to collaborate provides it for both the musicians that are collaborating and the people who get to witness it. Because it may be, only once that it happens. You never know. So I kind of like that unplanned part.
Well, Rose, thank you so much for your insights today, and for both us and our listeners here on this Gossip Talking Blues podcast to learn a little about you and your musical creativity. Sort of City Music Festival is just 2 weeks away now, and we're very excited about this Saturday night main event that you will be a part of. Just before we go ahead and play one of your tracks here to close out the podcast today, is there anything you'd like to add about the upcoming event to this conversation?
No, I think I say a note about Miranda Mulholland, who's an incredible advocate for every musician, and also a stalwart musician who set herself and has created so much music in the different configurations and bands that she's been in, and the fact that she, comes up with the idea to start an entire festival. I don't understand where she gets all the energy, but she's I really feel thankful to have her as a friend and fellow colleague, and I'm excited to play her festival.
All right. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and we look forward to seeing you very soon at Sort of City.
Same. I'll see you there.
We said that we'd walk together, baby, come what may. That come the twilight, should we lose our way? If as we were walking, a hand should slip free, I'll wait for you. Should I fall behind, wait for me.
We swore we'd travel, darling, side by side. We'd help each other stay in stride. But each lover steps forward so differently. I wait for you. If I should fall behind, wait.
steps clear so the other may see. I'll wait for you. If I should fall behind, wait for me.
Heard a track from Rose Cousins, who will be making her Sawdust City Music Festival debut this year with Amanda Rayom, Davnet Doyle, and the Good Lovelies. This has been a special Sawdust City Music Festival preview edition of Gossip Talking Blues, the podcast from Great Dark Wonder. Please visit us at greatdarkwonder.com and subscribe to our podcast. You can also find this podcast at Google Play, iTunes, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and Tumblr. Thank you for joining us today, and check back soon for more great Canadian music and content.